It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Enjoying all the chocolates brought by Violetta's dad.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Thank him for that.
Well, Bronco Podramatic. He's the most romantic man in America.
He really
One
is.
Day of the year.
I mean, hard for other guys.
That's all that matters.
All you can eat, $44.95 per person.
And I'll sing to you on top of it. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so a lot going on on our little planet Earth right now.
Yes.
And this news just breaking off the Washington Post that they're reporting that Mike Pence was not aware of Michael Flynn's contact with Russia being about the sanctions until February 9th.
Yeah, for days after, supposedly, Sean Spicer says, the president was warned.
We were told that the president, almost 2 weeks difference.
Yep.
2 week difference.
What does that tell you about what's going on in there?
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. I'm just kind of asking.
A lot of speculation.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of speculating.
Well, I think the biggest question is, did he act as a free agent for all this, during all this? Or did the president know and even direct him potentially to talk about sanctions?
Well, the timing of the tweet of President Trump is suspect back in December when he, credited Vladimir Putin with keeping calm and cool in the face of new Obama sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about the same time, maybe even a day after, supposedly, according to the documents that General Flynn was speaking to the Russian ambassador. So that's suspect there. At least I have questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
The timing of all that.
Yeah,
and who knows?
Well, you remember they said that the fact that the sanctions and then the conversation happened on the exact same day was just pure coincidence.
Yeah, well.
That's what Mike Pence said on CBS. Mm-hmm. That's just purely coincidental.
Yeah.
And, clearly not. And what I guess right now we have to wait, as you're saying, we have to wait till the transcript. We have to wait to see what exactly the conversation was, what it entailed, before we can really understand. Now, the FBI interviewed General Flynn about this, and the FBI says now that they don't anticipate that they're going to charge him with anything. Which would be either, some form of...
The Logan Act.
Yes, which is rarely used.
Almost never.
Which basically does not allow private citizens, because he was at the time, to engage themselves in any form of business dealings with other governments to act on their own.
Yeah.
Right. Which by the way, and I know a lot of the Trump supporters and people in the White House the surrogates, I should say, the White House has said this, but surrogates have said, well, if you were going to use the Logan Act, why didn't you use it against Jesse Jackson Sr. when he went to Syria to get the airman, the naval aviator that had gotten shot down there out, mm-hmm. right? That was back mm-hmm. in the 1980s. Or in some of the other sorts of things that you see Jesse Jackson Sr. getting involved in. And I suppose it's an apt comparison up to the point where he'd be dealing with a foreign government. This seems to be to play into the sinister narrative that the Russians have been involved in this, that they were backing Donald Trump specifically because they thought it was going to benefit them. Why did they think it was going to benefit them? And now some of that veneer is coming off because the New York Times is reporting. They have a story that just hit mm-hmm. about how inside Russia today, it is being seen as this is that maybe the Trump isn't who they thought he was.
Mm-hmm. They're all at Twitter about this Flynn firing. Correct.
Right. And there is that Flynn was seen as a friend of Russia, which I find really hard to believe. Now Flynn was a regular on RT, which is the Russian television network, mm-hmm. which English language Russian television network that runs here. That's considered to be a propaganda arm of the Russian government, of the Kremlin. And Larry King works for them too. But I'll take any check. Hello. So that's how that seems to work.
And you're seeing the video of him at one of those events, shaking Putin's hand, and that's running on
sat
all the
next to him.
News.
Sat next to him at the RT, and like the whatever, they did some sort of celebration of themselves. Because even the Russians do that. We not only do we do that here in the United States, but apparently they do that there too. That we learned it from them. But I think that there's now there's a real question. Now they're going to look into whether or not he got paid by RT. Because that's it's wholly owned by the Russian government, and there is an emoluments clause that pertains to even retired officers. I think it's flag officers. I'll have to double check that of the military. I don't think it's just any officer, but I think it's you have to be a command officer.
Doesn't one even question why Flynn was hired in the first place? When this guy, for example, maybe I mentioned yesterday, was retweeting that fake news story about the Clinton child porn operation in the back of the pizza joint.
His son was part of that.
But he retweeted it. Flynn retweeted it, and then he quietly deleted it.
Yeah.
You know, read this. You must read this. I reposted it 4 days ago saying this is the same guy that did that. And people were like, that was him? Yes, that was him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you question his credibility in the first place, I thought, back then.
Well, he made speeches about how Islam is not a religion. It's
right.
a political
correct
organization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and that was chilling to a lot of people, especially Muslims here.
Yeah.
So he's out. Okay, so he's gone.
Yeah.
So now the question then becomes, what does this all mean
yes.
about how did he get there? What else do we need to know? And what does Mike Pence need to know to move forward
yeah.
in this White House?
Absolutely.
Or did he know all about it and they're just protecting and they're just kind of, mm-hmm. you know, they're rallying the troops, they're getting
yeah.
their story straight, and then could they're going to go back out with it.
And why is Mr. Trump, why is the president so quiet on Twitter? When he's not about Russia, when he's not quiet about anything else,
he's been quiet for the last 2 days, and that is interesting to me. I think he's seeing what's happening here, and now I think he realizes that the organization around him has got some big cracks in it. He's not quite today. He tweeted about the real story here
yeah.
is the leaks,
yeah.
right.
which does. I mean, all right, let's just stop there for 1 second. The problem. Is not that Michael Flynn either misrepresented or did this, you know, whatever it is. He did this with the full understanding of the people in the administration. They was going to go call the ambassador, tell him don't worry about it. We'll take care of those sanctions on the other side. Or they did it on its own. Either way, we don't know. We may never know. But that's what we do know that that's what he did. That he called up the ambassador and he talked about the sanctions.
And then lied about it.
And then the question is, well, did he lie about it? Didn't lie about it? That we'll never know. But they're going to say he lied about it
right.
and that they didn't know and that he did this all and he freelanced. He did it all on his own. Uh-huh. All right. Now.
Right.
Now, is that the incident or is it the fact that it got out? That's what Donald Trump's mad about it getting out. Now, he says, you know, I don't want to be doing this when I'm dealing with North Korea.
And is that why he waited 19 days to fire him? Because it got out.
Because, clearly. I mean, why else? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, unless he just didn't want to start his own fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then there would be a lot of inquiry into it. Because that's what happens when you're the president. It's why it's very different being in the presidency where the whole world is coming at you, including the American press.
But
like, wanting to make sure that you're doing the right thing.
But isn't it interesting that Mike Pence goes on CBS January 15th and says what Flynn told him, that he did not talk about sanctions. Then supposedly the president finds out about the sanction talk, if he didn't already know about it, the sanction talk and the fact that the acting AG warned about blackmail because Flynn's public comments versus what we saw, according to the AG and the intelligence reports, conflict, so there could be blackmail there. And then Vice President Pence isn't necessarily told about that for days or maybe weeks later. So why would the president hold off on firing him if he, quote, didn't want to start his own fire, whatever the deal is? You just sucked the power out of your vice president by publicly putting up on CBS News in the morning on Sunday morning and saying that Mike Flynn told me the truth.
Yeah. Well, that's and I think, again, you're dealing with people who
yeah.
have not really considered the consequences of governance. They like the rhetoric of the campaign, but then when it comes to the actual working mechanics of governance, it's a tough situation. Mm-hmm. I want to go back, though, to something interesting. The acting attorney general. Now, who was the acting attorney general at that time?
Yates, was it?
Sally Yates. Remember her?
Yep.
Sally Yates was fired about 2 weeks ago from that job because she did not, she was not going to go defend the travel ban.
Yes.
Now, you want to look at leaks. You want to see how things happen. When people with authority, now I'm not accusing attorney general or the former assistant attorney general of leaking, but those are big offices. Many people have eyes on situations like this. Mm-hmm. Many people whose names you never know, never hear, they're career bureaucrats that mm-hmm. work in these offices. When they see what they thought to be an injustice done, they tend to pick up the phone and call people. Mm-hmm. And that is how this thing goes. There is no way to stop the leaks.
No.
It is like people look at it as a leak. I prefer to look at it as a beehive.
I prefer to look at it as the way the American journalistic and justice system works.
Right. Well, the transparency is part of what President Trump
whistleblowers
promised.
Yes. Right, and there's an anti-whistleblowing. Mm-hmm. There's a whistleblowing protection law mm-hmm. that is in effect here. Now, it may not last. It could get repealed I believe it is an executive order. Actually, not even a law. Is it the whistleblower law?
And to be fair, the Obama administration went after even reporters who they felt that were finding leaks or getting leaks from their administration and cracked down very hard on those they felt were leaking within their administration.
Okay.
Correct. I think many administrations have, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's and I think that's okay.
Everybody has paranoia about that.
Right. And you want to make sure that
it's justified if you start leaking things that are national security secrets, for instance. I mean, people go to jail for that, right?
Correct. But it is and they're done for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes they're done for political reasons because you want to leak because you want to help a future candidate out. To me, this rises to a higher level. What has happened here is a higher level. This isn't just about helping a candidate out. It's helping a foreign adversary out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very different. You're right.
And I'm there's a lot of suspicion about the Russians and Trump and whether he was being cavalier about it. I mean, you got to go back to July of 2016, when Donald Trump stood there in the shadow of the Republican, I believe it was during the days of the Republican National Convention. He wasn't in Cleveland yet. I think mm-hmm. it was on the second day, and talked about, he had a press conference and said, Russia, if you could hack Hillary Clinton, find those other emails, we'd thank you. Now, you could say the press would thank you very mightily for that is actually what he said. Not we would thank you. Even if it was just an off-the-cuff cavalier thing, the fact that he understood that the Russians were involved in this kind of activity, which we all did, I mean, it was widely reported, that they were involved in, hacking and releasing, and it seemed very clear that they were helping Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and all of that, and they also had, they've got Edward Snowden, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's, absolutely. It's like they have guys who know, they've set up their own network of this. And the Russians are involved. But the fact that he would even joke about that, playing footsie with them, not saying anything negative about them, and as recently as the Super Bowl, right? Telling
Bill O'Reilly interview about killers,
right?
Yeah.
He's defending them.
We think we're so good? Yeah.
But now think about that. Trump knew about this. Trump knew that all this was going on all this time, and he's trying to save his own whether it's a practical diplomatic thing that he's trying to do with Vladimir Putin, and just kind of he understands Vladimir Putin. He dealt with people. He has a lot of real estate guys in New York act like Vladimir Putin, so he understands exactly how that goes. So whether he wants to play that, which he might be doing, or he's concerned that Vladimir Putin has information that would be embarrassing to Trump's family, something else.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want that released. Mm-hmm. That's why it's critical that people that he be as clear and transparent about this as possible. Because you cannot outrun
it's gonna catch
that
up.
Bullet. You cannot do that, because at some point, Vladimir Putin, just for the sport of taking down the American president, will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can, if you got somebody to be blackmailed about by a KGB director, mm-hmm. you're going down.
Yep.
At some point.
Yeah.
So
whether it be the dossier that we know nothing about or know little about that's mm-hmm. been hinted at,
right, or something else,
or something else,
or he's got other business ties or
yeah.
whatever it is,
exactly.
You know, and it's and or they trust me. They'll be able to get his, I sound like Trump, and it's a, believe me, they'll be able to get his tax return.
Yes.
If it gets dumped, it's going to get dumped by the KG or by the FSB.
I'm surprised it hasn't been dumped already.
Well, frankly. They're holding it, I would be my guess. That they don't have, they don't need him quite yet. It's, but now it's sort of like, okay, you're going to let our guy, you let our guy in the White House go, Donald. That's not good. That's not cool.
That's not good.
Would it be how I'm? That's at least how it is being portrayed tonight in Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Moscow television has been all about. You know, throughout it's now the overnight in Moscow, but throughout the afternoon and evening, in the aftermath of this news, that's how it's being portrayed. Is you got all these Duma, you know, their Congress, all these Duma representatives jumping up and going, "Well, this is different now." You know, we thought they were going to be our friends. They're not going to be our friends.
Interesting.
Oh.
There's so much more to come.
Yep.
This too. You know, there's just so many questions out there. I don't think this one goes away just with Flynn stepping aside, resigning, being forced to resign, fired, however you want to characterize it.
This just turns up the heat on that whole Russian thing. Now, if I'm advising Donald Trump, no one's asking me to, and I my guess is that phone call will never come. But I would be, now that you got Steve Mnuchin in, they trotted him out at the press conference today, at the White House briefing today, mm-hmm. and you know, to talk about the sanctions against the Venezuelan guy, and then all of a sudden they started asking questions about Russia, right? And he's like, okay, gotta go. You know, first day on the job, I gotta go. No, stop.
Like, I don't want to step into that.
But if I were, I would do the tax policy right now. That's what I would do. I would throw the tax policy out. You want a bright, shiny object? Do the stuff that people actually want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's gonna have to get some deep cover.
You know,
right,
it's gonna happen.
Stop fighting the losing thing. Start winning a few things. I'm a winner, never a loser, never lost. All right, what's coming up on the WGN TV News at 9?
Remember Ben Bradley did our WGN Investigates last night?
Yes, I do. I remember him.
On the cost of Drew Peterson's latest case,
mm-hmm.
where he's accused of trying to off the state's attorney.
Yeah.
The governor stepped in. The governor apparently saw our story and wants to take some action to stop payment on this rather exorbitant fee that is being charged by the those folks representing
the attorneys, yeah,
mm-hmm. Drew Peterson. So we'll have that.
How much was that dollar amount?
Yes,
you were in the $250,000.
$250,000.
Gosh, I hate hearing that
for the attorney and the private investigator. Right.
All right.
That just sounds outrageous.
Yeah, it's exorbitant compared to usual costs or usual approvals by judges.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Got involved too.
All right, Violetta Powder Mex got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.